brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Homeland Security has openly said that veterans are the number one enemy above Al-Qaeda, the Pentagon publicly runs in Libya and Syria. And, of course, state police and a federal marshal sent me two different documents, what was it, 4 years ago now, that broke that nationally. We have the head and founder of the Rutherford Institute, Rutherford.org, constitutional lawyer John W. Whitehead. Had about 3-4 minutes left with him ahead of TV star, movie star Richard Belzer, joining us with his new political book dealing with government cover-ups. In fact, where's my copy? Uh-oh, I took my copy home. I need one out of the warehouse. Yeah, because I actually went and read the whole thing like I said I was going to. We sold out of them? Oh, no, but more is coming. Okay. Well, it's okay. The point is he's coming on with us talking about his new book. Just in like 3 minutes finishing up here, you were getting into solutions and ways to fight back. For those who just joined us, they're now all over the country grabbing veterans. The police and FBI are, for no reason, talk show host as well, and dragging them off to mental institutions if they criticize government basically in any way. This is Soviet Union. I mean, they should all be arrested. It's just we've gotten so accustomed to this. How do we fight back?
Well, like I said, people, you need to call your congressman. We need a national investigation. They need to form a subcommittee. We need a law protecting us against what's called civil commitment. This is what happened to Brandon Robb. There's no way. The police need to do their job. They shouldn't be showing up at your house without an arrest warrant, without a search warrant, and telling you you've committed no crime and taking you away. So we need that. I think Americans need to get down to even their local city councils, their state governments, and picket. We need a national movement. I mean, Martin Luther King changed the face of the country because he got African Americans out in the streets. They got defiant. And what he said was, and this is key, you have to make the government use energy. So he said, lay down, sit down, get your picket signs. Turn off the television set, folks. Get up off your butt and do something. I mean, most people I know are worried about Brad Pitt's latest marriage or whatever. I don't even listen to any of that crap anymore. And that's what they want. They want you to be distracted. So we're moving into an Orwellian state. The only way you can fight it, in my opinion, is you're going to have to get active politically. And I'm not talking about voting for Obama or Romney. To me, the corporate state is here. You were talking about going into a pizza place and giving information to the government. We live in a corporate surveillance state. The corporations are working with the government. It's a very dangerous scenario. So the only thing you can do is you've got to force your representatives to do an investigation in this matter. We need to know what the FBI is doing. They won't tell us. So it's a secret government. You obviously live in a secret government when you can't find out what they're doing, and they show up at your door at midnight and take you away to a mental institution.
Well, I like the fact that you made the point that there's nowhere to run. We've got to fight. We're cornered. It's just like the Marines when they were surrounded in North Korea 10-1, and the general said, good, we're surrounded, and now we can attack in any direction. And that is actually when you're down, when you're surrounded, is when you're at your strongest, because now there's no playing games. And our enemy has no moral high ground and is doing everything illegal. We've got to stand up and not let them chill us. I mean, no doubt they're doing this now because they know this country's on the verge of bringing them to justice, and they want a chilling effect.
Listen, a couple of years, you're going to see drones over your towns and cities, over your streets. They're going to be equipped with scanning devices to look through the walls of your home. You're having sex, using the bathroom, whatever you're doing. There's going to be absolutely no privacy unless we slow it down. Privacy is dead. The Fourth Amendment is dead.
That's right. And we only get it back by admitting it's dead. America is dead. Freedom is dead. These people stole it, but liberty isn't like a person. It can be resurrected like the phoenix. We must breathe life into it with our energy. Mr. Whitehead, thank you for the time.
Thank you, sir.
All right, amazing. We'll talk to him more maybe Sunday if there's developments, or Monday. But there, folks, Paul Watson's on this right now at InfoWars.com. There is a sweep nationwide grabbing veterans who criticize government. 9/11 truthers, you name it, and they're being thrown in mental institutions. I mean, honorably discharged with jobs, no criminal record, no psychiatric history. The government is pure evil. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last week, along with Christopher Walken, we had to cut the interview a bit short because we're at the end of the show and I had to air an exclusive Dave Mustaine interview. Talk about an amazing, beautiful celebrity train wreck covering real issues. I loved it. Dave Mustaine talking about stage government shootings. Richard Belzer, author, researcher, TV star, movie star, talking about his new book, Dead Wrong, that's selling out in bookstores around the country. Forward by Jesse Ventura. Talking about straight facts on the country's most controversial cover-ups. We had a whole bunch of these and sold out of them. We have a truckload of them coming to us right now, so it's still in the shopping cart. But Dead Wrong did sell out. I did read the whole book. I'd only read part of it by the time Richard got on. Amazing. It just covers scores of admitted cover-ups with documents and photos and murders of people and how they frame patsies. This is exciting. And he got censored. When he was basically kicked off, I guess, whenever he was on, you know, the guy with the phone hacking scandal from England that's on CNN that nobody watches. The point is, he was on Piers Morgan's show, and he's on with us now. We're trying to get his video Skype turned on. If he can't do it, it's not a big deal. We'll go with his image. And of course, I don't know if Christopher Walken's going to show up and sit in his lap again. You know, they're comedians, and a lot of the 14-year-olds on YouTube had a lot of fun with that. That's a very, very interesting But we're gonna talk about a lot of serious issues with Richard Belzer here today. By the way, you know that in the gun-free victim disarmament zone of New York, somebody in a employment dispute shot someone, and now Bloomberg's having to admit it looks like the cop shot the other seven people, including the shooter, in their adrenaline-fueled rush. They'll probably charge the people for assaulting them. You know, when the cops beat you with a baton now in many cities, if you raise your hand to block it or even curl up in a ball, that's resisting. And I think all seven people the cops shot, I think all of them should be charged with assaulting the police officer's bullet. Because you know now, I'm not joking, when a police dog attacks you and bites you, if you kick it back or anything, that's assault on an officer. Even though the statutes don't say it, the juries don't know. They're going to send you to prison. You think I'm joking? Look it up. So I think they should charge, kind of like when Cheney shot that Austin lawyer and, with a shotgun here in Texas, and the man apologized to Cheney, even though he was behind Cheney and Cheney was in the wrong. I think in the spirit of North Korea and worshiping big government, I think that they should all apologize. They should all apologize immediately to the police for being shot, and they should all be arrested. And then they should be guillotined by the government without a trial. I mean, we're getting rid of trials anyways. They should be sent to mental institutions on the moon. Of course, I'm being a little sarcastic here with some satire, but this is very, 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 very serious and dark straits that we're in. 19 people shot in the victim disarmament zone of Chicago last night as well. So we've got big reports on all of those fronts coming up here in just a moment. And guys, I'm going to make an executive call here. Let's just put Richard Belzer up with audio here. We're gonna sing the night away here and just kind of run into that wall. All righty, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Alex Jones here on the syndicated worldwide transmission. And we are joined by, again, after last week's incredible visit, Richard Belzer with David Wayne, afterward by Jesse Ventura, Dead Wrong, Straight Facts on the Country's Most Controversial Cover-Ups. And I just want to thank you for the great interview last week. I didn't even introduce you properly, but everybody knows who you are, TV show host and, star of television, film, you name it, now an author. But to have Christopher Walken pop in, that was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it was funny because you were trying to ask him about his worldview, and he's one of the few, he's the only person I know on the planet who's really off the grid. You know, people say they're off the grid. He's not on a Google map. I hope that doesn't make them look for him, but no, he's maybe the coolest guy I know, and I know a lot of cool people, including you. Alex, by the way, thank you. After I did your show last week, my book just took off, and I'm so grateful because I feel a civic responsibility on this book, not just, you know, that it's a book. But
I would imagine the fact that you did a bunch of other interviews in CNN helped it as well. But we do have an audience that's hungry for this type of info, and they did snap up all our copies in a matter of hours.
Wow. That's great. Thank you, Alex. We got to continue this fight. You know, talking about what happened in New York, I love your analogy of these people should be mentally evaluated for getting in the way of the bullets.
Yes.
Our government is capable of cooking up something like that. I don't know if you've ever read this book. It's called Propaganda by Edward Bernays.
Yes, I did read that. I made a film about it.
Oh, great. I'll have to find that. Because exactly what you're talking about is the government's utter contempt for the people. And they're so out in the open now about what their intentions are that it's really stunning, because in the past, all this was done behind closed doors and literally in darkened rooms with five guys and cigars. That was a cliche for a reason. But now they're just like in our face, and it's pretty chilling. It's like they're just taking the gloves off and almost daring us to be real Americans.
Yes, I mean, now the choice is very, very clear. Yeah, we're spying on you without warrants. Yeah, we torture people's kids in front of them. Yeah, we tortured people that are patsies that we're having a military trial for. And even if the trial doesn't find them guilty, the president can keep them in jail. I mean, it's just kangaroo world, kangaroo court in our face. Why do you think the ruling class is acting like this? I mean, will they start you know, fiddling while Rome burns? What's coming next?
Well, that's a good question. I think that we all make a mistake, myself included, in thinking that there's a big grand plan. I think they've already won, Alex. I mean, they've for 100 years, they lied us into World War One. They've lied us into every war. World War II, everyone, I think, can agree that was necessary. I mean, it's almost a cliche to say that was – there's no such thing as a good war, but that was a necessary reaction to us being attacked and the Nazis, and that we can all understand. But every other war, we were lied to. And I think the American people are finally, thanks to people like you, are finally saying, you know what, this has got to stop. And I think the so-called elites – are really circling the wagons. They've tipped their hand. Brzezinski did this speech a while ago saying, oh, you know, the jig is up. They know what's going on. And, you know, the Pentagon Papers were a good start, but the guys who revealed the Pentagon Papers were also part of the war machine. We forget that, you know, who finally got a conscience. And I think today a lot of people in the military and in the government want to go to their graves with a clear conscience. And I can't name names, Alex, but a friend of mine has been watching recently talking to some old school lobbyists who really want to, you know, as I say, go to the grave with a clear conscience because they've been representing some pretty dark forces.
Now, I had dinner with a rocket scientist, a pretty famous one. I didn't realize who it was at the time. And he was a former head of a big technology company. I'll leave it at that. And I mean, all these guys are really waking up now, and I think you've hit the nail on the head. They're worried about whistleblowers. That's why they're throwing the book. You know, previously, the laws were clear. If there's a crime, if the higher-ups aren't doing something about it, you've got a right to go public. But when they're putting Bradley Manning in there, she was saying he leaked all this when obviously he didn't leak it all. We're talking about torture of children here. You have a responsibility to release that. That's not national security. Now Assange, the Brits are threatening to raid the embassy he's in, violating all – I mean, they are scared of their own people not going along with this. That's why they're so scared of the veterans right now.
Well, yeah, the demonization of the veterans is that I'm working with the VA now with a couple of organizations, actually Law and Order, my show. We're going to do an episode about PTSD and what a mountain of paperwork these kids have to go through when they come back after they're wounded, how we forget about them and how we demonize them. And, you know, the Sikh shooting was a good example of saying, oh, he's a vet and maybe has PTSD. Well, Alex, PTSD is not a violent disease. I am sick of demonizing all vets when one or two out of a population, like you said before, what are there, 330 million Americans? You know, one guy shoots someone.
There's more than 30 million vets right now.
Yeah, and, you know, one commits suicide every day.
So if a cop ever shoots some people, which cops have done, do we just say all cops have their guns taken? Or if a fireman does it? Or if an auto mechanic does it? Or a school teacher? You know, if one school teacher molests kids, do all school teachers go to jail?
Yeah, you know what? I think, tell me what you think about this idea, Alex. I'm working now with some gun organizations, and I'm the guy who works with them who says, look, we can't take away everybody's gun. That's crazy. It's physically impossible. It's against the law. Everyone has the right. But here's my idea, and tell me what you think, Alex. I believe anyone who wants to own a weapon for a legitimate reason, it's fine. You know, protect your home, to hunt. But, you know, clip capacity is certainly arguable. I don't think anyone needs a 60-round clip. But I do believe that people who buy a gun, you know, it's not in the Constitution. When you buy a car, you have to register the car, you have to learn how to drive the car, you have to get a license, and you have to insure it. And that's not in the Constitution, but we all do it. I believe a handgun or hunting weapon, when you buy it, you should register it, you should learn how to use it, and you should take out insurance, and just show that you can use it. I mean, like a car, you can do vehicular homicide. It's a weapon.
Well, we're going to break. When we come back, I'll give you my take on this. But I understand from a nice person's position, you think of people not knowing how to use guns. Here's the problem. There's always going to be crazies, people that don't know how to use them. The system will use any bureaucracy like that, like they did in New York, to finally make it impossible. Sounds reasonable up front, but then they walk you into it to where now you can't have the gun and then only the criminals have it. But I do say this, anybody out there buying guns, they should go out and get training with it so they know how to use it. And people should, if they've got children, lock their guns up. We'll be right back. But again, that's a personal responsibility thing. The government can't and won't ever be able to properly handle that.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Richard Belzer plays the detective John Munch on Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, and first portrayed him on NBC's critically acclaimed drama series Homicide, Life on the Street. And, of course, he's been all over movies, TV, HBO. I mean, I can't even really have time to get into it all. Everybody knows Richard Belzer. And I want to get into his book because we were just talking about JFK, RFK, Marilyn Monroe, a little bit about Martin Luther King, where they all had patsies, folks, or claim people died of an overdose when they killed him. But the book gets into so many other things. I mean, that's why I like this kind of book, is because it's just little factoids and giblets and just data. I mean, it's more almost like a court case or something, just putting the shadow state on trial. And I don't want to get off into gun debates with people. I know there are well-meaning folks.
We're not debating, Alex.
No, but I'm saying,
on the same page.
I'm saying I respect your view. I mean, I respect what you're saying, and I understand it. There's going to be excesses and bad things with freedom. But as Thomas Jefferson said, we're not going to be transported to total liberty on a bed of feathers here.
Exactly.
There's going to be bad things on both sides. I just want freedom. I don't trust the government. So I just say Wild Wild West. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm here. I think we're on the same page. When you were talking about my book, it was interesting the other night on CNN. We started talking about the interview started off really great. And then, somebody, I guess, with his earpiece said, ask him about the moon. You know, they wanted to goad me into being defensive or saying I didn't believe we landed on the moon. You know what I mean? That's what they do to us. They try to marginalize us by leaking in these, the crazier stuff. So I busted Piers Morgan. I said, I'm disappointed that you asked me that question. I didn't take the bait, and made him back off a little bit. And then he changed the subject. And then, when I tried to comment during the later segment, first of all, it was interesting, Alex. They asked me who I wanted to debate. And I said, I don't want to debate anyone. Let Piers interview me for 30 minutes. They said, no, he'll interview you for 15, but we want to have you debate someone. I said, I'll have a discussion. So they said, and I knew they wanted to have someone who they consider opposite of me, but I'm very unpredictable politically. So I said, my friend P.J. O'Rourke, who's the smartest, one of the smartest, funniest conservatives I know, is an old friend, and we never get shrill. We disagree, but we're buddies. So he was on, and they kind of wouldn't let me in on that part of it. And a lot of people, I didn't realize at the time, said I was censored. And when I look at it now, I believe there was something going on. And as you know, Alex, the Psy Warriors from Fort Detrick used to go, and probably still do, go to CNN and write the news.
Yeah, that came out in the Washington Post 12 years ago, and it's still going on. CNN, as you mentioned in the last interview, people can go to YouTube and watch it. They always try to pull it down, but people put it right back up.
Right.
Doing fake nerve gas attacks on Israel, and they're at CNN Center in Atlanta with fake palm trees and fake wind machines, and in between the ads, the international satellite feed was able to record it. I mean, this is a joke.
Dan Rather has done that, and Cokie Roberts was busted for standing in front of a green screen pretending she was somewhere else. Dan Rather has done that more than once. And do you remember when they were practicing a story before the event happened? I believe it was Rather or someone was talking about an incident,
yes.
International incident, and it was a rehearsal. So, I mean, who are they kidding? It's like, right, it's right there.
Well, that's like Lee Harvey Oswald in some of the Eastern papers. What was it, New Zealand and Thailand and some others?
Yeah. That stuff 10 minutes, which was really, really creepy. Fletcher Prouty was in New Zealand. He picked up a newspaper and saw all this stuff about Oswald and went, excuse me? But, we prove in our book, we're the first authors, I'm proud to say, that prove irrevocably that Oswald was part of a fake defector program where they sent 18 or 19 people that they recruited from the Marines to pretend they were defecting and go to Russia, to spy. But the Russians were hip enough. I think they knew every single one of them. And, they let Oswald in. They knew who he was. They gave him a job at a radio station, a radio factory, a cool corner apartment. He marries the daughter of a KGB. He gets out of there real easy. But we proved that he was a part of the fake defector program. So
I'll tell you what, long segment coming up. Let's come back and let's run through your favorite parts of the book that really reveal what's going on. Because, again, folks, it is a page-turner. You need to get it. It's available at InfoWars.com. The truck from Minnesota where they were printed is almost here, but you can find it in bookstores everywhere. Dead Wrong, available at InfoWarsShop.com. Richard Belzer, TV and movie star, is our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Wow, we got Richard Belzer on the show, author of Dead Wrong, available in bookstores everywhere. And I was reading that it's selling out in many places, sold out in our office. But the book is available. I guess it's going to get here Monday, so you can order now at InfoWarsShop.com. We support Richard, the First Amendment, and us. But that's not what this is about. Richard, I'm not just, you know, you're sitting here kissing your hind end or anything, but I respect people who are in Hollywood who come out and, you know, say on CNN, both parties are controlled. They're both driving us off the cliff. We're in trouble. You know, the government killed JFK, things like that. Because it does take a lot of courage. I mean, I know you know probably a lot more people than I do in Hollywood media, but most of them are, quite frankly, wise of what's going on. They're very informed. What you call conspiracies, hotter than a pistol in Los Angeles, and it has been for decades. But these people have been slapped down when they go public with controversial things, and I think people like you are hitting the barbed wire. And so that's why none of us agree with each other on everything, but I just respect the guts. It's like that line from Full Metal Jacket, Private Joker, silly and ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. I'm silly on a lot of, you know, fronts to other people's perspectives, but the point is we all agree that we've got shadowy corporate interests that can do whatever they want, that are monopolistic, shutting down our society. And we've got to get the left, right, center, you know, like you said, outside that paradigm together to say, we got a problem.
Exactly. You know, it's a polygarchy, literally. This country, you know, it used to be a cliche. I was laughed out of the room. I've been railing about this stuff since the 60s, and I've been marginalized. I've lost jobs. You know, certain radio stations wouldn't have me on. And this is in the 80s, you know, and the 70s. And now it's like, okay, you know, I asked a Secret Service friend of mine, should I be worried? He said, no, no, they, you know, you're a celebrity. They won't kill you. But, you know, what he meant was they do kill people, but they won't kill you. It's like, whoa. So I feel, as I keep saying, and a civic responsibility to get this stuff out, because as you know from the sales from your website, people want this information. Americans are intuitively very sharp. They're isolationist. They don't want to be in wars. They want to have, you know, their privacy protected. I mean, we're all on the same page. We all want clean air and health care. You know, just quickly, I live in France, part of the Eric Sandera now. It's one of my dogs squeaking. Honey.
That's okay, bro. I got four dogs. That makes me think I'm at home. My wife calls them mice, even though one of them is a black lab. She says, we're infested with mice.
So we had 10 dogs at one time. That's another show. But just quickly about health care in America, whoever gives it or whoever the source is, it's exorbitant. It's crazy. I broke a tooth here in this little village, a remote village, not a tourist place. I went to the dentist. He was fantastic. He gave me a root canal, a temporary cap, shots, x-rays, 132 euros, man. In America, it would be like $3,000. I mean, anyway, let's get back to my book, because you mentioned that we talked about the big cases, you know, Dr. King. I don't know if I mentioned on your show, but a civil jury in 1999 in Tennessee found that the government was involved in the conspiracy to murder Dr. King.
Oh, yeah, we've had the lawyer on who proved all that. I mean, it's a fact that James Earl Ray was set up.
Yeah, and it's not generally known. And when I tell people that, they think I'm crazy. But now, you know, it's there. It's out there. That's why I keep saying I'm proud of this book, because it's in the history section. But you know what's really wild is the Vince Foster case, which we didn't talk about last time, I don't think. There are literally so many dramatic inconsistencies in the crime scene, evidence, you know, of Foster said it's even hard to prioritize them. Let me just give you a few highlights. The gun found in his hand was not responsible for his wounds. We have a picture in our book of him at, you know, him on the ground with a gun in his hand. There's a shot, color photo, he's holding a .32 black gun, which, as we all know, is the, you know, the drop gun that cops and killers use, made of parts of other guns. That was in his right hand, but they said he was killed by a silver antique pistol. And we have a photo of the weapon. The gun had fingerprints on it, but they weren't Vince Foster's. The gun was the type used by professional killers, as I said, not traceable, pieced together from parts of different guns. His GSR markings, you know, the gunpowder burns, were defensive, like he was protecting himself, the poor guy.
Shot him in his office. They came and carpet cleaned it and scrubbed it, didn't tell anybody about it.
He had carpet fibers on him. He had, pardon not to be disrespectful, but a giant amount of semen in his underwear, which shows that he had sex right before he was murdered. And, you know, a lot of people, when you die, you do release a little sperm, but this was really a considerable amount. So there was sex involved. He was not acting in a depressed or suicidal way. His car wasn't there when they found his body. Then it showed up. I mean, his body was clearly moved. And there were blonde hairs on his clothes. I mean, you know.
And they covered that all up. Yeah, the word is he and Hillary had a little falling out, and you don't do that with Miss Hillary.
I don't want to start naming, you know, that. That gets into a whole other thing. But he did have, he was scheduled to have a private meeting the next day where he was going to resign. And, you know, similarly, Dr. David Kelly, UN weapons inspector prior to the Iraq war,
Said they're going to kill me and I'll be found in the woods. And people saw guys in black uniforms run away from his body. What about Ron Brown, the Treasury, the Commerce Secretary?
Well, you know,
I'm distracting you. Go back to Kelly.
Yeah, that's a great case. But no, Kelly, you're right. Kelly said to several people because he knew that Blair was lying about Iraq, as was Bush and that gang. He knew Blair was lying. He knew all the facts. He said that he said to several people, if we go to war in Iraq, you'll find me dead in the woods, probably. And they found him dead in the woods. His body was moved. He had to, you know, he was cut. You know, when you shake someone's hand, Alex, that's how they kill people. It's one of the things in the CIA manual that we all see now, where, you know, you reach to shake the hand, but the person has a very sharp something in their hand and they cut you towards them. And that's the kind of wound he had. And anyway, it's like, you know, these bodies are dropping all over the place. Frank Olson, who was head of CIA Special Operations Division, it became increasingly uncomfortable with two things. The use of anthrax as a weapon on the civilians in North Korea, and brutal and often fatal interrogation techniques being worked on by the agency. So he tried to resign, was not allowed to. He was taken to a Manhattan hotel for therapy by a CIA psychiatrist when crashing through the 13-story window of a room in Manhattan's Hotel Statler. It's now the Hotel Pennsylvania. I've been there, by the way. It was immediately ruled suicide, and the autopsy supported it. A second autopsy demanded by the family, revealed that he had been knocked unconscious by a severe blunt force trauma to the back of his head prior to the fall. The Blue Ribbon panel also determined that the first autopsy was manipulated to appear as a suicide, and that numerous points and very substantial evidence clearly indicated that Olson was actually murdered. Now, here's another chilling fact, Alex. The two people in the Ford administration, this case dragged on. He was murdered in the 50s. His family finally got the exhumation in the 70s. So Ford was president, and they wanted to shut this family up. They wanted to pay them off. So who was in charge of buying them out and silencing them? And they weren't totally successful. They wound up finally giving them $750,000. Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld were in charge of trying to stifle Olson's family. So these guys go way back. These are, you know, they can't go to The Hague. These are war criminals. These are murderers. Now, Fred Hampton, who was just an incredible civil rights organizer, who was nonviolent, who was educating and feeding poor people. He was an alderman. I mean, this guy was serious. He was really an unsung hero of the civil rights movement. He died in a massive police attack at 4:45 a.m. And we determined that through forensic evidence, which is what I love about my partner, David Wayne. He's just microanalysis of all these events. And we, you know, no one's been able to shoot any holes. I've been doing a lot of interviews, Alex, and a lot of them were motivated by me being on your show. And again, thank you. And no one can punch any holes in what we're saying, which is comforting for me, because I know you get worked up because you have facts, and I love your passion. But getting back to Fred Hampton, Hampton was completely unconscious during the entire police raid. He had been drugged by an informant, and the levels were so high that it was not possible that he fired back at the police, as they allege. It was a lie that police testified over 200 shots were fired in a two-sided gun battle that lasted approximately 10 to 12 minutes. In reality, only one shot had been fired from inside the apartment near the front door, not from Fred Hampton. So his girlfriend is in bed with him with their baby, Alex. And forensic evidence verifies the eyewitness testimony that Hampton's body was dragged from his bed into the hallway and still alive, was then executed with two shots to the head at point-blank range.
Exactly. And your book is just full of countless examples of this, letting you know you cannot believe an official story by a shadow government that brings in the narcotics, that runs the child kidnapping. It's unlimitedly evil what's going on. Look at Gary Webb, has a new book coming out, Pulitzer Prize winner. I'm talking to him. He can't wait to get this out, proving CIA drug dealing was continuing. He'd had to move. Men would break in his house that would come sliding down the drain, special forces style. They go in his house, have him write the suicide note, and then shoot him twice in the head. And then friends of his, who weren't really friends, come out and say, oh, it's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. I mean, I want it on record, and I bet you want to get it on record. Yeah, yes. They don't like going after people that are very prominent because they've been caught in that. But sometimes they do. I mean, Gary Webb was pretty darn prominent. And it's always the same. They throw you off a building. They inject you with drugs. They've got heart attack medications, or they shoot you in the head. Go ahead.
like Danny Casolaro.
Exactly.
You know, he was really an amazing researcher, and, you know, they just murdered him. You talk about suicide, you know, things being considered suicide or ruled suicide. You're in Texas, so you know, you guys in Texas know a lot about Lyndon Johnson before the rest of the world. But in our research, we found that two Texans who got in the way of Lyndon Johnson's path to the White House paid with their lives. And John Stockwell, the former CIA officer, said Lyndon Johnson was corrupt to the core. Contrary to the recent sanitized versions by historians, Lyndon Johnson was one of the most ruthless politicians in history and directly connected to these and other murders performed by Mack Wallace, LBJ's personal henchman assassin. Henry Wallace was shot five times, Alex, with a bolt-action rifle, and they still got a suicide ruling. Even J. Edgar Hoover, when he was taking off his dress or putting it on, said, you know, he wondered how someone could shoot themselves five times with a bolt action. It's like, and Kurtelic was the accountant for the financial scam being run by Billy Saul Estes and linked to Lyndon Johnson. Estes later testified that Johnson personally ordered that Kurtelic be killed using hitman Mack Wallace. So Henry Marshall and Kurtelic were in the government, found out that Billy Saul Estes had empty silos, was claiming that he's getting all these wheat or corn or whatever subsidies, you know, bilking the government for millions and millions of dollars to his buddy Lyndon Johnson. They were going to blow the whistle, and they were murdered by this.
Oh, yeah. My, I have family down here, but also in Dallas, that knew the people in and around the Johnsons. And it was just well known. They would just kill people in local Austin business if they didn't like just somebody competing with them. They would have the hitman drop by and kill them. And I actually, oh, I'm not going to get into it. I just had some family that actually went to school previously with one of LBJ's hitmen. It's an amazing story. But the point is that, yes, he was completely power mad and insane. Now, by the end of it, he was really bummed out. I actually know some of his family. I'm just going to leave it at that. And sure. And just a few weeks before he died, the last time they saw him, he came by and saw him and basically said, I've been horrible. It's been terrible. You know, this has been wrong. And so it is true that at the end, when he grew his hair out and everything, I guess he wanted all that power. He was hyper dominant. But once he got all the power, he realized it was nothing.
Who are you talking about?
LBJ.
Yeah, LBJ, someone said that he committed suicide, and by that they meant his doctor said, if you smoke, you're going to die. And he continued smoking. I think he was a broken man, you know, lying about Vietnam and having people whacked and not, you know, not being loved by the people. I mean, he resigned. You know how that is for a guy with that gigantic ego the size of the sun to have to resign? I mean, that killed him. And I think from then on, he just said he smoked and they called him the nickname, as you know, I'm sure, Landslide Lyndon, which was a joke because he won an election by 28 votes.
Stuffing the ballot box, box 13. Now expanding on this, because people are going to kill me, but I'll bring it up. There's a lot more in the book. It isn't amazing, but we'll talk about it in the final segment. But people are begging me on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. It's pouring in. They want to talk about how in the world you came on the show and had Christopher Walken then sit in your lap. I know your wife's there with you and the dogs. And, of course, Mr. Walken's happily married. It's now turned into a whole conspiracy theory of why he came and sat on your lap. I guess that was because that was the only chair and you guys were doing comedic jokes there. But now it's turned into a conspiracy theory.
We're gay, Christopher and I. We're gay. We're totally gay. No, you know, it's like we're lovers. We're monogamous. You know, we've been together since I don't know. We've been together a long time. We're both married, but you know, it's like you have a platonic friendship with a man. You know, Chris and I love each other. We're brothers. You know, and you know, he, like you said, I was sitting on the edge of the couch, and he just came. And, you know, if you know, when
no, it's a couch. There's not enough room. He kind of crammed him next to you, so he wasn't sitting in your lap. It just created that illusion. But I mean, here's the deal. Sometimes I'll catch myself an old friend. You want to just put your arm around him, and it's 100% non-sexual. But nowadays, everybody's so politically correct. you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I've got my arm around my buddy. He's going to think I'm, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm a very tactile person. All my male friends, you know, they know I'm going to hug them, you know, and plus, you know, I have a gorgeous wife who I dream about. So, I mean, but, you know, some interviewers have said to me over the years, I heard you're gay. And I said, yes, just to be provocative. I mean, so what?
No, exactly. People made jokes and say you work for the Vatican or you work for Israel. And I go, yes, it's all true. I'm...
We work for the government, and we're just, you know, we're false flag provocateurs. You know, the Jesuits were the greatest spies of all. They would join organizations, pretend they were in them, and then bring them down from within. The Jesuits were kind of a first kind of secret service.
Exactly. No, I agree with you. But in fact, I'm not bashing Catholics here, but it is true that the Nazis, at least in their organization, the SS was modeled off the Jesuits.
They were singing Christmas carols, you know, Nazis, during while babies and people.
It's pretty amazing. Let's get back into the book. But I didn't even mean to get off into that little joke for 14-year-old kids that were watching the video going, ah, look gay. Very, very funny. It's amazing. All right, we'll be right back with our guest, Richard Belzer. His new book is out. It's Dead Wrong. We'll give you his website as well. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Love!
Richard Belzer is our guest for this little segment, the next segment, then we've got, back by extremely popular demand, we have Dr. Peter Glidden joining us, the history of the medical tyranny. He started it last time, but I want to go deeply into it this time. One little note, I feel terrible. I mean, it's the agony of the ecstasy of success and getting the word out, because that's what thrills me. It's not jewels, diamonds, houses. Reaching out to people, seeing minds unlock, that's exciting. And I knew that when we launched this print media, it would be successful. We've had 86,000 copies go out. People in bought close to 40,000 copies in just a day and a half. And I didn't print more because I can't ship them. We can get this out in about a week. The hard copies of InfoWars Magazine inaugural edition, The Economic Collapse, Rome Burned, Will We, Print 2.0, Bank Cartel, Congress America, History of False Flags, Why Government Loves State-Sponsored Terrorism. It's sold out. The only thing you can get is the InfoWars rack. We got about 100 of those for people that want to buy them in bulk and then sell them in their businesses. We put 50,000 free on the streets of Austin. We're going to do a full franchise thing where you can have part of the content locally and the advertising part of it and print it in your area. We'll help you do that. We want to partner. We're having some, actually, we had a national chain, a national newspaper, you know the name, call us and wants to work with us. So it's overwhelming success. The only problem is that now people can't read it because it is paper and it's sold out. We held 4,000 back, so when we come out with subscriptions, we'll have some of the first issue. To make a long story short, I got to go back to Belzer. You can sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we will send you out the next week at every news blast. In there will be a link to a digital copy of it where you can flip the pages and click on the links and more. So Infowars.com/newsletter to get that. But I think that says the country is hungry for the truth. That's why Dead Wrong is running up the bestseller list on Amazon, running up on the New York Times. We need to get this up there to number one because it sends a message out. Dead Wrong. I mean, people are getting more excited about exposing tyranny, aren't they, Richard? We were just talking about that during the break.
Yeah, you know, people want the information because, you know, as Jefferson said, an informed citizenry is our best defense against tyranny. And that he meant tyranny of our own government. Our true patriot protects his country against his government sometimes. And I think that's what we're doing. There are elements within the government. Like you were talking about whistleblowers earlier. Under Obama, they busted more whistleblowers than any other president. It's like, what? You know, they're still rendering people legally. You could still put a hood over an American and send them off somewhere, and God knows what they'll do. And that, you know, after this presidential election, a lot of things are obfuscated because of the shrill contentiousness of the election. But I think after this election, we can really focus on what the government has been doing and what they're really doing.
Well, that's right. If Romney gets in and thinks that he's going to just business as usual, he's got another thing coming. People turned on Obama very quickly. They're going to turn on him. And the ruling class has to know that. Their bull is not working anymore.
No, the ruling class is running scared, I think, for the first time, maybe, I don't know how long. And it's because of information. And I love your term, info wars, because it is a war. And those who control the past control the present. Those who control the present control the future, as Orwell said. And by us revealing the true past, we are controlling the present, and therefore we can affect the future. That's why, you know, children.
Stay there. Well, hold on. One more segment with Richard Belzer. One of many more visits. Next time he wants to come back, take an hour of calls. Dead Wrong. I'm going to ask him about troops being grabbed in psychiatric facilities.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.